Welcome to Be All You Are, a midlife awakening podcast. I'm your host, Kaina Paranjape. I'm a former corporate executive, two-time entrepreneur, and mama. I've worked with and partnered with major brands and even helped a celebrity launch an award-winning business. But I also believe that who we are is not just reflected on our LinkedIn profile. When I was 30, my husband became suddenly critically ill, and after 8 years of living with a difficult illness, he passed away. This experience taught me that we need to claim our dreams now, embrace all we are, and create an amazing life along the way. Today, I help women like you navigate through change and transition to their next level of freedom and fulfillment, whatever that looks like for you. This podcast is all about stepping into all you are. It's about reconnecting to your inner voice so you can hear the whispers of your deepest dreams and cultivate the courage and a plan to create the life that is waiting for you. Now head out on that solo walk or settle into a cozy spot with a favorite beverage and join me. Welcome back to another episode of Be All You Are. We are on episode 45, creeping up really close to that 50th episode. I have something special planned for that, so please stay tuned. In today's episode, I am going to talk to you about something that we all live with every single day, whether it is at the forefront of our minds or not, and that is fear. Today, I want to talk to you about fear, our conscious fears, our subconscious fears, how fear plays such a big role in our lives. Fear can play a role in a good way, you know, making sure that we stay safe and don't get into trouble and avoid things that may harm us. But I think that I have learned through my own experience and through working with so many women that fear plays too big of a role in our lives. It plays too big of a role in stopping us from creating the career and life that we want, stopping us from making bolder moves, stopping us from stepping into all we are. And so I want us to take a closer look at fear. I want us to zoom in on what fear is, how it shows up, and how we can begin to, as my friend Miralee Patel says, make friends with fear so that it is no longer in the driver's seat, so that we can send fear to the back seat, we can acknowledge it, and it doesn't stop us from pursuing our greatest dreams, from becoming who we're meant to become, and from keeping us staying small. Fear stops us in our tracks, and it is far more insidious than I think we realize. And again, through my work with women, I have noticed how it shows up in conversation. And if we leave it unexamined, if we don't zoom in on it, if we don't question it, it just sits there as this major roadblock, but it's like an invisible roadblock. So we need to shine a light on those fears so that we can dismantle them, understand them, and then move past them. Let's talk about some of the main things that we're afraid of. I think the common things beyond the fear of dying, which all humans share that common fear, the fear of dying, of course, we're not talking about that fear here today, but the common things that we're afraid of are the fear of what people will think. And this is a big one, right? We, without realizing it again, we care so much about what other people think. And this is, psychologists will say, this is a real human fear. And it's rooted in something so much deeper, right? It's this idea of being fearful of being separated from the tribe, right? Feeling abandoned, or that we don't belong, or that we may lose connection with people. So that is a very real fear. But I think that in our society, and especially among women, that has gone too far. So the fear of what people will think is a huge one. The second fear is financial fears, which is, again, a very rational fear. It's about security. It's about being able to feed our families. But I think for some of us, that fear also has blown up disproportionately in our lives. And for some of us can really stop us from pursuing our purpose and from pursuing greater meaning in our lives, because this financial fear hangs over our heads. And so I want to make sure that we address that one today too. And then the third one is fear of failure. This feeling that we want to avoid the fear of the feelings that come from failure. Feelings like being embarrassed or humiliated or shame even, or receiving the disapproval of others. These are all emotions that are tied to the fear of failure. So the three types of fear we just talked about, which I feel impact women the most, although impacts everyone, but women the most, is fear of what people will think, financial fears, and then the fear of failure. Let's talk for a second about what fear actually is. So the definition of fear in the Oxford Dictionary is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain, or a threat. Let's let that sink in. What fear is truly an unpleasant emotion. Think of how many times this unpleasant emotion has held you back in some way or another. Maybe it's from making a move, or from speaking up, or from making a decision, or from investing in something, or whatever it may be. An unpleasant emotion is what it is that holds us back. So let's just first acknowledge that we can, as Glennon Doyle says, do hard things, right? We can do hard things. We can deal with unpleasant emotions, especially when we recognize and understand and value what is on the other side of fear. In one of my workshops, I asked this of women. I said, what do you think is on the other side of fear? And the list was so long. It was fulfillment and freedom and joy and expansion and success on your own terms. There's so much waiting for you on the other side of that unpleasant emotion. So let's just have some perspective, right, around how fear holds us back and really what it's holding us back from. One thing I want to acknowledge and point out here is, think about anyone that you admire, who has accomplished something beautiful, worthwhile, something that you desire to do, or even that you just admire from afar. Every single one of those people had to face and overcome fear to get where they are. There is no one who did anything out of the ordinary, unique, out of the box, who hasn't had to face those fears, these same fears that all humans face. The fear of what people will think, financial fears, fear of failure. But the only difference between someone who hasn't, you know, stepped into all they are and someone who has, is that that person was willing to face their fears. They were willing to zoom in on our fears. Which brings me to my next point. It's funny because we've just learned that fear is basically just an unpleasant emotion. And what I think is interesting as humans is that if there's something we want, like say it's to leave our corporate job and start a business, just say that, let's use that as an example. We feel all these feelings of fear around what that decision might mean, right? Like we have this kind of fear cloud in our head that is kind of like comes, you know, when the sun is shining and our idea is bright and we're full of inspiration and we're like, oh my God, I could see it. I can imagine myself creating this business. I can imagine my success. The fear cloud comes right in and completely covers up the sun. And now your mind is full of doubt, right? That's what fear can do. It's so massive. It's so scary. But the problem is that we, again, human nature, what's interesting is that we won't take a closer look at that cloud. We won't take a moment to write down each one of our fears. What are those fears? What am I afraid of? When it's in that big swirling cloud, it's hard to see what it really is. And so that's why I think it's so important that if there's something that we want to do or want to create or who we want to become, that we are willing to zoom in on our fears. Let's take a microscope to our fears and let's write them down. What are we actually afraid of? What is it? Are we afraid of what so-and-so will think? Are we afraid of the conversation we have to have with our partner? Are we afraid of how our mother will react to this new thing that we want to do? Are we afraid of whether we can still be there for the kids and make their lunches? What is it that we're afraid of? Let's zoom in. Let's rather than keeping it as this big, ugly cloud that is in the distance, let's bring it closer. And let's have a really good look at what it is. What is standing between you and your dreams? Why are we avoiding looking at that, right? And so let's stop. Let's stop avoiding it and let's look closer. Let's look closer at what is standing in the way of your greatest dreams and most fully lived life. So Tim Ferriss has this practice that he calls fear setting. And essentially what he says is that we should regularly examine our fears, right? And I like to call it simply fear facing. So instead of letting our fears swirl around in our minds unexamined and unanalyzed, and thereby giving them so much more power than they deserve, we choose instead to zoom in, take a really close-up look, and then we can start to deconstruct and even dismantle them. And at the very least, we can explore solutions to work through them instead of allowing them to act as a barrier to everything that we want. When we are brave enough to zoom in on our fears, we open the door to begin making decisions from the place of trust and belief in our desires and faith in ourselves instead of being directed by fear. So I want to invite you to write down these three questions, okay? And so if you have a dream, you know, that dream could be that you want to leave your corporate career to start a business, or maybe you are longing for a much deeper connection in your relationship, or maybe you want to change your lifestyle. Like you want to move to the country or move to Costa Rica and start a business there. Or maybe you are an entrepreneur and you've gotten started and created something that you're proud of, but you're really wanting to expand. You're really wanting this business to become something amazing and wonderful and impactful at a much larger scale. So if you find yourself holding back from any of those dreams because of fear, I want to invite you to ask yourself these three questions. And if you are sitting down and have a notebook and pen on hand, I would ask you to write them down and I'll make sure that they're also in the show notes. So the first question is, what exactly am I afraid of? What exactly am I afraid of? And be as specific as possible. Just do it in list form, in bullet form. You know, I gave some examples like, I'm worried about what my old boss will think, right? That was one for me. I was like stepping into my next thing and I was so excited about it. And somehow the voice and face of my old boss would come up. And so write those little things down. Is it that you're afraid you won't be able to pick up your kids from school every day? Or what is it? Write it all down. And then what I want you to do, so the second thing, first is, what exactly am I afraid of? The second thing is, review each item on that list and ask yourself, how probable is this result? So if I'm afraid that my boss is going to think poorly of me or whatever, how probable is it that? Is that really true? And how probable is it, right? So it's like put the fears that we wrote down into some context. That's what we're doing here with the second piece. And then the third piece is, if any of these things are true or were to happen, regardless of the probability, whether it's a low or high probability, if any of these things were to actually happen, what would I do? And am I willing to let that hold me back? When we look at our fears like this, one by one, we get clear on what the fear actually is. We evaluate the probability. We come up with a solution. Like, if something were to actually happen, worst case scenario, my business fails, maybe I go back to work, right? And am I willing to let this potential outcome hold me back? Am I willing to give up what it is that I could create or that I could step into because of this fear? These three questions and these three steps bring you face to face with your fears so that you can own them, so that you can know what it is, what decision you're making, and you're consciously making it versus letting your subconscious fears make it for you. And therefore, your fears no longer own you. You own your fears. So I want to pause and say the fourth question I want you to ask yourself as part of this. So just to recap really quickly, what exactly am I afraid of? Second, how probable is it that any of these things would happen? Third, if any of these things were to actually happen, regardless of the probability, what would I do? And then a second part to that, am I willing to let that hold me back? And then the fourth thing is, what could be on the other side of my fear? What could be waiting for you? What could be waiting for you on the other side of your fear? If you can face them, own them, and not let them stop you. And then fifth and final question is, how will I feel at the end of my life if I allow fear to stop me now? Just going to pause there because that's a big one. One of the greatest regrets of the dying is fear or regret of not doing the things that they felt called to do because of worrying about what other people think. Bonnie Ware, who wrote a book, she was a hospice nurse, and she wrote a book called The Five Regrets of the Dying. I believe the number one regret was that. So it's important to reflect on that. How will I feel at the end of my life if I allow fear to stop me here? Will part of me wonder what could have been if I had pursued my dream, if I had faced my fears? I want to leave you with a quote by Robin Sharma. And he says, "The fears we don't face become our limits." Imagine what happens when we don't face our fears, when we don't take a moment to zoom in and look at them, write them down, and confront them. Those fears unexamined become our limits, and we live the rest of our days with those limits on our lives, holding us back from our greatest dreams, from our greatest potential, from stepping into all we are. And so this episode today is all about calling you forward to take a look at those fears. Take that big cloud of fear that swoops in whenever your, you know, dreams are sunshiny and bright and full of inspiration and magic, and that cloud comes in. Let's not give that cloud so much power. Let's take a look at what it is we're afraid of and deconstruct it and lean on our strengths and resourcefulness to overcome them. All our fears are overcomable. And it's just whether we are ready to overcome them now, whether we are ready to face them now, all with a knowing that everything that we want is on the other side of our fear. That is my greatest wish for you. And that's it for today's episode. We have a short one today. I'll be back next week with a guest, so I'm excited to share that with you. And in the meantime, I want to talk to you about different ways that we can work together. So there are three main ways that I am working with women right now. And one of the ways is, of course, my signature group program, Be All You Are. And that program is a 6-month program for women 35 and up who are established in their career, but have this desire to tap into their inner spark, get clear on their deepest dreams, and start down the path towards that next level life all in just 180 days. And the way we make this happen is through weekly sessions, guest experts, and lots of accountability and support throughout the program. So if you're feeling the call to do more and be more, but your fears about what that means, speaking of fears, is holding you back, then this program is for you. The other beautiful thing about this program, of course, is that there is a community element. And what is amazing is that the women come together from different industries, from different backgrounds, from different geographical locations, and, you know, think, oh, well, what will I have in common? Meanwhile, they have everything that matters in common. They're all looking to step into all they are. So that's my signature group program. I also do some limited one-on-one mentorship or coaching. And really in that container, I hold up a mirror to your highest self. So I want to call out the self that makes choices and directs your life from the place of possibility and abundance versus from fear and scarcity. So in a series of sessions together, we will uncover your true desires, get crystal clear on them, address what's holding you back, your own personal set of fears, and chart the next steps. I have a bias towards action. So I'm all about, what are the steps that you need to create that more expansive future? And I want to help you clear out all that external noise and tune into your inner voice. And we do that in a very personal and safe environment together, one-on-one. And then finally, I'm offering a new way of working with me, and it is called the Highest Self Strategy Session. So that is a one-day session. So in just a few hours, what we do is we identify your North Star, like what you are aiming to create in your life. We address any potential obstacles. We understand how you need to personally evolve to make that dream a reality. And we come up with a roadmap for your next 6 months, all in one session that includes a follow-up call and a written plan. And you'll be amazed at what we can uncover in just one session. So if you are interested in working with me in examining those fears, getting clear on your desire, for some of you, it might even be that you've forgotten what your dream is and you just know that you're not living it right now and you need some support with getting clear on what that is, I'm here to support you with that. And these are three ways we can work together. you can reach out to me via my website, allur.ca. There is a contact form there, or you can send me a DM on Instagram. You can, let's connect, Kena, K-E-N-A underscore allur. If you reach out to me there, we can connect there. And I'm also on LinkedIn. So those are three ways that you can reach out to me. Let's book a call and we can talk through all of these different options to help you reach your highest potential and step into all you are. Thank you so much, my friends. I appreciate you. I love being with you here every week, and I look forward to seeing you again soon. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I hope you found inspiration and use this podcast to start stepping into all you are. You can find information that was shared in today's show just below in the show notes. If you love this conversation, please share it with others so they can benefit from it too. You can take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram, or share a link via text or email to a friend. Let's be clear, we need more women stepping into all they are. So go ahead and share away. And of course, subscribe to the podcast so that you receive the latest episodes every week, and take a quick moment to rate it and leave a review. Thank you so much. Until next time, remember to keep exploring what it means to be all you are.